שם קיים פרקי מסתובב ברוע ירד בקר ואמר כשהגיע לו אל קטנו מותו. Somebody who sees a vegetable growing among his vines, he didn't plant the vegetable there himself, started growing by itself, even so it would be climbed if he leaves it there. And he said that as soon as I get to the parent, I'll pluck out the vegetable, I'll take it out of the ground so it won't be climbed. The vines would be mutter, they would not become asurban, no. And since he didn't allow it to grow there without doing anything about it, as soon as he found out that the vegetable was growing among the vines, he went ahead and picked it out of the ground. The vines would not become usher in this case. And that which client makes the vines usher by no, that's only if he did so deliberately, he allowed the client to grow there without doing anything about it. But in this case, nothing was done deliberate. As soon as he found out that the vegetable was growing among the vines, he said, as soon as I reach it, I'll take the vegetable out of the ground so the vines do not become usher by no. But if he delays in taking the vegetable out of the ground, then the vines would become usher by no. And so too, after the fence that separates his vines from some other produce that he planted next to the vines, as we have said previously, that you allow to plant other produce next to the vine, into the fence that separates them. Now, if the fence that separates them falls down, and he didn't know about it, the vines will not become usher by no, as he didn't do anything deliberate. But if he finds out that the fence had fallen down, he would have to hurry up and go ahead and put the fence back up. If he delays in putting the fence back up, his vines would become usher by no. Kisha echzor al ketenu im hosif b'mesayim usher. But if he finds out that the vegetable is wrong among his vines, and he delays in taking the vegetable out of the ground, he says, when I get around to it, then I'll take the vegetable out of the ground. In such a case, if in the meantime, the vines grow 1/200th of the amount they had previously grown before he found out there was a vegetable growing there, the vines would become usher. Bahano. And that is halacha. That climb is only batel if there's 200 times the amount of climb to be mabatulit. And the vine that had grown before he found out that there was a vegetable growing in the ground would not become usher by no, only what grows afterwards would become usher by no. But if only a teeny bit grows afterwards, that teeny bit would be batul in the vine that had grown previously that are mutter. But if 1/200th of the amount that had grown previously grows after he had already found out that there's a vegetable in his carom, in such a case, since there's 1/200th that is usher, will not be vassal in the vines that had grown previously, as you need 200 times to be mavassal climb. And since it's taking his good old time and picking the vegetable out of the ground, and it grows 1/200th by the time he goes ahead and picks the vegetable out of the ground, the vine will become usher bahana. Now, how do we discern how long it takes for the vine to grow 1/200th of what it had grown until now? I'm going to explain the way you do it. You would test to see how long it would take for the vine to dry out from its moisture completely. After you take the vine out of the ground, you leave it out to dry out, and it would dry out completely from its moisture, let's say, in 100 hours. So then, in a half hour, it would dry out 1/200th. 1/200th of its moisture would be gone in a half hour, since it takes 100 hours for the vine to totally dry out. So that's how long it would take to grow 1/200th, also 1/2 hour. And just like in 1/2 hour, 1/200th of the moisture dries out. So too, in 1/2 hour, that's how much 1/200th would take to grow. So therefore, if it takes him a half hour by the time he gets around to plucking the vegetable out of the ground, it would have grown 1/200th by then and would have become usher bahana. Set of Klein Parakei Mishnah Zion Haya Oiver Bekerem. Somebody was passing through his vineyard, Benafalu Mimenu's Ram, and some seeds of other produce that he had in his hand fell out of his hand without him realizing it and fell among the vines and sprouted, and there was some other produce growing among the vines, but he didn't realize that this produce was growing among the vines. Or while he was fertilizing or watering his vineyard, some seeds got into the fertilizer or the water, and got into the vineyard and sprouted among his vines. And he did not know that there was other produce growing among his vines. Or somebody was planting a field near his vineyard, and the wind blew some of the seeds behind him to where the vineyard was. And it fell among the vines and sprouted. There was some other produce growing among the vines. In all of these cases, the vines would be mutter. They would not become usher by no. And since he did not know that this other produce was growing among the vines would not become usher. But as soon as he does find out that this other produce growing among the vines, he would have to pull out the other produce from the ground so it would not be climbed. Tierato haruach lefanam. But let's say he was planting the field near the vineyard, and the wind blew some of the seeds into the vineyard, and he saw that the seeds blew into the vineyard, so he knew that there was other produce growing among the vine. Rabbi Akiva Aiman. Rabbi Akiva says in such a case, in my sovereign Yufa, if the seed already took root, he would have to turn over the seeds with his plow so that they won't grow. Bim Aviv Yanafit. And if it started growing already, but it didn't grow a third yet, in such a case, he would have to remove the kernels from the ear, and the rest he can leave in its place. As when he removes the kernels, it's no longer considered clean. The rest that remains is not important, so he can leave it there. Then he via doggone tizlock. But if it already became grain, it grew enough that it's already considered grain. It grew a third of its full growth. In such a case, he would have to burn the produce and the vines. It would all become aserbana. And since he let it grow there and he knew about it, and it grew a third of its growth, it becomes aserbana and has to be burnt. As klayim bekarim, that is aserbana, the din is that you would burn it.